Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Also on the social media sites, the cross-politic channels, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, YouTube. You can find the show live streaming at 12 p.m. Pacific every weekday. Just the perfect time for you on your lunch during work. Or if you can listen to YouTube or be on Facebook while you work, you can do that as well. Thank you for sharing the show. Appreciate all of the support that you guys have been giving us. We are part of the CrossPolitic Network. If you go over to crosspolitic.com, you become a member, put in HTBT in the memo field, you will get tons of great benefits. You will get a HTBT mug. You are going to be coming alongside of us and being part of what the Lord is doing. We are being so blessed as a network with such great shows coming out, great content being put out that's just doing such great things. And it's so amazing to see God working through us, through this network, and seeing the fruit that it's producing. I am so just thankful to be part of it. And you get to be part of it too by coming alongside of us, supporting us. Go over to crosspolitic.com. Join the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Become a member. Put in HDBT in the memo field. Today we are going to talk about the management section and the executive summary of your business plan. For those of you who are just finding out about the show and that you may not know, we have a contest going on right now where you can submit a business plan to me. It's not too late because it goes until March 31st. You have until March 31st to submit your business plan, and I will review all of them and pick my favorite one, and whichever one has the best idea or company, if it already exists and executes that business plan, puts it together in the most professional way, it makes me want to invest in the company. It makes me want to be part of it. It makes me feel like I should have known about this sooner. When you can get that emotion out of me, when you can prove to me of how great your ideas and your business is and just how great of a business leader you are because of how great this business plan is, then I'm going to pick your business plan. And what does that do? Well, you're going to get a swag bag full of HTBT stuff tailored to you. And you're also going to get a free advertisement coming on the show. And we're going to discuss your business. We're going to discuss your idea. We're going to go through your business plan, the things that I liked about it. And that is one of the best things that you can get. Free advertising when you are a new business or when you're an existing business to thousands and thousands of people that are business-minded, that are looking for business, that are looking to support other people as they are pursuing their business ventures as well. So if you want to find out more, you can look on episode 90 or listen to episode 90, depending if you watch or listen to the show. You can also look at the show notes. We have the official rules. And if still you have questions about your contest or about the contest, not your contest, I guess it is your contest. You're the ones participating in it. You can reach out to me and I will answer your questions. If you have specific questions about your business plan, besides the contest rules and the details of the contest itself, but have specific questions about your business plan, you want me to review a part or a section before the deadline, if you are a CrossPolitic HDBT member, then I will answer those questions for you. So another little perk of being an HTBT Fight, Laugh, Feast member. All right, so today we are going to talk about the management section. We have already discussed the marketing section. We've talked about the problem and the operations and the solution. We've talked about how that is like the love part where you want to make people fall in love with your business, with your idea. Today is going to be the resume section of the business plan, and that's why I put two pieces together, the management and the executive summary. We're going to cover one more part tomorrow to finish off the week, the finance section, which should be the second and last. I always put the executive summary last, even though it goes first in the business plan, but I just felt like they fit well together, and the management section is not going to take a whole episode to do, so that is my thinking behind putting the management section and the executive summary together. But the executive summary should be at the end, and we'll get into that in a second. You'll see why. And again, we'll be going through the finance section tomorrow. So make sure you check out all of the episodes. Well, make sure you've seen all these episodes, but make sure you specifically checked out all the episodes regarding the business plan that we've done, so you know what to expect from me when you're submitting these plans. Or even if you're not submitting a plan and you don't want to do this contest, which I don't know why you wouldn't, and you're just making a business plan, make sure you check out all of these episodes because it's important. This is the basics, the foundations of what you need in a business plan. So the first piece of the management piece of your business plan is your ownership structure. And this is where you want to get into what kind of company do you have? Do you have an LLC? Do you have a C Corp? Those are really important depending on what you want to do with this business plan. If you're trying to raise money and you're a sole proprietorship, then you're going to have a hard time raising money because you can't sell shares in a sole proprietorship. So you are going to have to reincorporate. So if you are a sole proprietorship and you're trying to get investment from this business plan, or you're trying to hire talent and you want to give them a share of the company, well, you're going to have to refile your business as another kind of entity, an LLC, C Corp, whatever is right for you. And you might need to get some legal assistance with that. Also, you want to detail in this part of who owns the company, how much of the company is owned. If you do have an LLC or an S Corp, you might have all the shares, you might have half the shares, you might have a third of the shares. And that is really important for investors. They want to know who else is in this company. It makes sense. If you have money and you are buying a piece of the company and you have other people that you're partnering with, it just makes sense that you want to know who you're partnering with. So you want to detail that as well. The next piece is the internal management team. This is the main people in the company. Usually, if you're just starting a company and it's a startup, it's everyone involved. You are going to be putting together a team that is all going to be part of the management team. Now, this should cover sales and marketing, your admin, the production, the finance, the legal, who's going to be handling the customer service. You want to be detailing who is going to be covering what and why. And the why part is this is where it becomes like a resume, where you are going to be detailing every person involved, even if it's you or if it's a team of 10 or, you know, that's probably high enough. It's probably between 1 and 10 at most. You're going to be detailing what are each individual person's skills. You might have a little picture of them. You're going to give their experiences, their qualifications, just like in a resume. You're going to talk about their skills, and you're going to be talking about why these people are going to be covering this area. Now, maybe one person is covering all of it or doing the handling the production and the administration of the business, and then one person is doing the sales and the finance and the customer service. Or maybe you have a couple people dealing with legal or a couple people dealing with the sales and marketing. It depends on what kind of business you are growing, where your business, what stage of your business you are in, and how much money that you're asking for or have already and can afford to bring these people on. So it is really just up to you and how this business is formed and what business, what your objectives are, and how you've detailed the operations piece and your solution in the previous pieces that we discussed to know who is going to be on your management team. And also in this piece, you want to notate, you want to put down the compensation, who owns what, how much they're going to get paid, and those kinds of things, what benefits they're going to have, how much stock they have, and all those things. Now, this is a part where you want to make sure that you have the right people. This is another very important part because part of what investors look for is not just do you have a good product, but it's the team. And some investors have a emphasis or favor or weight higher the team that they're investing in more than the product. So you want to make sure that this team that you're putting together, even if it's just yourself, you want to make sure that you are put in the most positive light where people can buy into you or your team and believe in that you can achieve whatever you are set out to do. So that is what you want to do in this section as well. And the next piece of this is the external management piece of this. And this sometimes gets overlooked, but this can be a great resource if you have some gaps in your internal management team and you need to fill some space, or you don't want to give away a piece of your equity or as much of your equity, so you want to fill it in with these external management resources. It can be like an accountant, bank, bankers, it could be a lawyer, it can be IT or offshore management. It can be all of these different things you can use to help fill the gaps if you don't have them addressed in your internal management. And you could pay them opposed to giving them equity or stock, or you could do a combination of both. So that is a great thing to consider if you are having some gaps in your experience or in your management team, if you need some help with the legal or the finance, depending on what industry you're in, depending on what products you are going to be selling with this business plan. So don't overlook that. Another external management resource that could be great for you is an advisory board. And this is one of the things I always encourage is that you have kind of a board member situation where you have people, or an advisory board, it can be two separate things. But I like giving people that I trust, that have wisdom, that have experience, some skin in the game, or not some skin in the game, but have a reward. I mean, they don't necessarily, it's like skin in the game, like they have a couple hours a month or a couple hours a quarter, depending on how your company operates and is set up. But I like to have people that can get something out of it, because then I know they're invested in some way. And this advisory board, you should be looking for people that have a lot of experience, that have wisdom, that are familiar with what stage of the company you are at. Maybe you're just in the beginning. Maybe you've been at the company, or this company has existed for 2 to 3 years and you're a little more advanced in the business cycle. And you want to have people that are familiar with that and that can help you, and that can give you pushback, that can give you counseling. So that, or counsel, not counseling like you're going to marriage counseling, but counsel on what to do, and they can help you and make the best decision. There's safety in a multitude of counselors, like it says in the Proverbs. And if you do have this, if you decide to get an advisory board, then you want to list their names, titles, their experience, skills, and their contributions as well, because that's going to be a big asset. If you're an investor, if you're a banker looking to give a loan, or if you are an employee looking to make a big change of lifestyle from a corporation to a small business startup, one of the attractive things to look for is, do you have people that you're going to listen to as the CEO, as the founder of the company? Do you, or is it just you on your own? It will give you a lot more confidence to people giving you money or giving you their career in their hands if they know that you have people that are helping you and advising you along the way. The next thing you want to think about is the human resource needs. This is, how are you going to pay for the employees you need? Now, this is separate from the management team. Do you need any employees? Is your management team in the very beginning going to do all the work themselves, or do you need people to help build your products, answer customer service questions, do the bookkeeping for you? And how are you going to pay them? Where's the money going to come from? And this is going to tie in with the finance side. And also, like, for your projections that are tied into your solution and your marketing and those previous pieces we've covered, is for the first year, you're going to produce X amount. Well, how many employees do you need to produce X amount? And then you're expected to have X amount of sales and produce X amount in year two. Well, how many employees do you need for that? And you want to go out a couple years, depending on how much money you're raising, if you're raising for that, and what you're doing it for, to project and know how you're going to solve these HR situations. Again, this business plan should cover all of the details and give confidence to whoever is reading it that you have a good product, that your team is the perfect team to execute this business, and you have thought through all the details and you're not going to be blindsided by something you overlooked. And that is what part of this is. Will you have employees? Will you have contractors? Will you hire a company as a vendor? And what will be the cost of that? And why did you decide to do that over the other situation? What is a fallback plan, or are you doing a hybrid? Those are all things that you can cover in this section. And then lastly, part of this is, if you are going to be hiring employees, how are you going to find them? Are you going to use a recruiter? Are you going to manually search through LinkedIn? Do you have connections? Do you have, you know, friends that you're going to bring on? Are you going to use your aunt to do the bookkeeping for you? You can detail all of that. You wouldn't say your aunt, but you would just make sure that you're detailing the exact steps on how you're going to find people. And that is the management section. Again, if you have any questions about that or any other of the sections, and you are a Fight Laugh Feast member / Cross Politic member, reach out to me and I will help you through that. Now, the second to the last piece that we're going to cover in these business plans is the executive summary. And this should be the last thing that you should do. So after the finance section we'll cover tomorrow, you should write this. And this is basically like a cover letter in your resume that you are submitting. You should always do a cover letter, unless it's not an option, then you don't do one. But you should always do a cover letter when you're applying for jobs, and you should always have an executive summary when you're doing a business plan. And this is where you are going to grab people's attention. If I get 100 business plans, I'm going to be looking at way more seriously the ones who grab my attention in the executive summary than those that are boring, that are simple, that don't really spark my interest. I'm going to be going into detail a lot more. I'm going to be a lot more thorough with the business plans for those that have a great, solid executive summary. Because when you are submitting a business plan for investors or bankers or whoever you are doing this for, if you don't have a good executive summary, it's a good chance that no one's going to read the rest. And you're putting so much time and effort and work into writing these business plans, you don't want people to just skim over it and throw it away. So don't skip out on this last piece. You're going to be exhausted. You're going to be excited that it's done. And you just can't wait to get it done because this is the last piece that you do. But don't rush it. Make sure that you spend time and energy on this piece just as much as all the other pieces, because it matters. Because if they don't look at the rest, it doesn't matter what you put there. It doesn't matter how much time you put in to your problem and your solution or who you have on your team. If they don't look at it, it doesn't matter. So you want to keep it simple. You want to engage people. You want to have a high level problem, solution, and opportunity, and it wants to mirror what you have already in that section, and you're just going to go into more detail when it gets to that section. And you're going to want to do something here that makes you stand out. If I have a business plan that is going to start a car company, and your business plan is about starting a car company, what is going to make me want your company? What is going to make me want to read your business plan, invest in your business instead of the other one doing the same product, the same car? Or maybe it is the differentiation is in the product. You want to stand, you want to point that out, you want to highlight it, you want to build it up, and you want me to want to find out more about that product in your business plan. So high level of problem, solution, opportunity, what makes you stand out? And this is the next part. Sell, don't tell. Don't go into the details. Don't tell all. Leave like a cliffhanger. Think about like in the sitcoms, those like usually they're everything's resolved in one, but sometimes they have the two-part series where there's a cliffhanger where some big thing is found out or some secret is found out or some disaster happens and they don't tell you how it ends. They don't tell you how it's resolved and you're just left like, is the next show on? And you know, no, it's the end of the season on Netflix and you got to wait a whole year until they come out the next season. Like that is what you want to have. You want to make me feel as a person reading your business plan like I am about to go off a cliff and I just get that like, that's it? I need to find out more. You want to lure me in by selling what you have for me to buy. And also ask for what you need. This is the part where you are going to change it depending on who you are selling this to. Are you asking for money? Are you trying to find employees? Be honest. Say, this is what we need. This is what we are looking for. These are this money we need for this. This is what we need to hire more people. We need to build out our production capabilities, our capacity. Be specific. And that is going to get you people to read your business plan. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. And we will talk to you tomorrow where we are going to be covering the finance section in the business plan. Talk to you next time. God bless.